Action.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know how I like rocking the health world every week here on GCN on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Well, every year around this time, the Independence Day celebration here in these United States, it has become an annual tradition. Can I say that? Yes, I can, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that I have my dear friend and constitutional scholar, Michael Bednarik, joining me. Now, we first met at the Libertarian National Convention in Atlanta in 2004, and ever since then, it's like I won't go an Independence Day celebration without him. Michael Bednarik, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, my friend, glad to have you back on the air with me.
It's so good to have you back, and you know, every year this is an annual treat for me, even though we'll do some episodes between then, but the special time is to really revitalize and awaken people to the dawning of liberty and perhaps the sunset of liberty here as we've been watching each year our movement away from liberty in these United States. Now, you've written a book, Good to Be King, A Foundation for Our Constitutional Freedoms. We've been discussing the erosion, if you will, of freedom for so long. But again, let's start with the reason for the Declaration of Independence, and we'll move out to see where it's gone from that point.
Well, the purpose of the Declaration is to document the philosophy upon which our government is based. And simply put, that would be life, liberty, and private property. Those are the three things that we need in order to live happy.
Life, liberty, and property, which is another way of saying the pursuit of happiness, isn't it?
It is. The original draft of the Declaration actually said life, liberty, and property, and pursuit of happiness was like a last-minute change just before they voted on it.
Yeah, interesting. And when we talk about the usurpations, if you will, of freedom, they lived at that time under what was considered a monarchy, under the king. And the king was the sovereign, and the colonists said, okay, enough is enough. We've heard the classics, taxation without representation. We've heard a lot of the things that have occurred. But in truth, it's probably a fraction of what we experience today under our current form of government.
I agree. The founding fathers would never have allowed our country to get this bad. They would have picked up their flintlocks a long time ago to change the situation. And it is amazing to me that Americans can sit by and allow the government to pass the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the Homegrown Terrorist Act. And, I mean, every day people go through the airport and the government tells them to stand inside this booth, put your hands over your head, we're going to take a naked photograph of you. And people just willingly go through because the person telling them to do so is wearing a badge.
Well, it says a lot about our descent away from liberty or our origin point or understanding even who we are. I think that's the concept our founding fathers definitely knew when they understood the term sovereignty. I always talk about health sovereignty. You know, it's a subset of sovereignty, I know, but trying to reach people that may be turned off by certain political discussions. But when it comes to their health, they might say, well, yeah, you know, I believe I should have the right to know what to do about my health. Okay, let's start there and hopefully expand out to the origin points of the concept of sovereignty, and maybe that's something that needs to be reintroduced.
Well, I would say that sovereignty on a biological level is self-preservation. I've started asking people what they would do, hypothetically, if they're walking down the sidewalk and somebody comes up and starts to choke them. You know, what would their response be? And they give me various answers. I'd poke them in the eye. I'd kick them in the shins. They explain what level of violence they would use in order to stop the attack. And then I surprise them by asking, who gave you permission to defend yourself? Did you call the, you know, chief of police on your cell phone? Do you have a letter from the governor that gives you permission to do self-defense? And they look at me aghast. They don't know how to answer the question. And the answer is, you don't need permission. Self-defense is biological. Mm-hmm. It's built into our DNA. There's no way that you can passively sit there and just allow somebody to attack you. And it's not just physically possible.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, hold off, attacker. Let me get a memo from the local county commission to see if I can defend myself. You know, I've often said, Michael, that, you know, we need to stop asking for permission where none is required. And, of course, it's never required when it comes to taking care of yourself.
Yes, it's true. A slightly easier question is to point out to people that in any decision about their life, either they can make that decision or the government can make the decision for them. And then I ask them, who is the best person to make decisions about their life? And I think you and I know what the answer to that is.
Yeah, well, it's obvious that it's somebody in the Department of Health and Human Services.
Well, you know, when the government comes out with ideas like mandatory vaccinations, I am incredulous. I mean, do these people really think that they can come and inject something into my body and I'm going to stand there and just let them do that? I mean, do they really think that's possible?
Well, come on, Michael. We're all just a bunch of moo cows and they want to establish herd immunity.
Well, I'm not a cow. I'm not a herd animal. And, man, I've got horns. I will toss them over the corral fence.
Well,
I'm that big Brahma bull that you don't want to get close to.
Well, you know, and even herd immunity is not valid scientifically. That's another story. But think about it in this way. This is a tool of a collectivist to say that you're not an individual, that you're just part of the herd. And in order for the herd to be well, we have to inject you with toxic medicaments. I mean, we've really basically slipped down that slope, if I could call it that, into collectivism. Even though it's kind of unconscious, they don't call it collectivism, but that's basically what it is.
And that really is the only conflict. People talk about Republicans versus Democrats and men versus women and gay versus straight, all these different dichotomies. All those dichotomies are false dichotomies. The only true dichotomy is individualist or collectivist. Either you're going to make your own decisions or you're going to, you know, kind of go along with whatever the group does. And if you have a mother, and I think that covers most of your listening audience.
Not the test tube listeners, but they're another breed altogether.
You know, but I mean, if you were growing up, I guarantee your mother asked you at least once, if your friends all jump off a cliff, are you going to jump off a cliff too?
Yes, who hasn't heard that? That's true.
I mean, wake up. You know, if all of your friends go through TSA and submit to a cavity search, are you going to submit to a cavity search? You know, if all of your friends go out there and submit to a government mandatory vaccination, are you going to extend your arm and submit to a vaccination too? Drives me crazy.
Well, you know, you illuminated that concept of individualism versus collectivism and the right of self-defense in a very unique way on the vaccination issue. And it was one of the most stunning responses without even blinking, despite the fact that you appeared to be a deer in the headlights when you got the nomination, you know, to run as the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party in 2004. And it was quite a stunning thing when I asked you about what do you think about all this move to have the federal government mandate vaccination? And this is what you said.
Well, you bring the syringe, I'll bring my 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole.
And that alone, right then and there, I said, this guy, I got to get to know this guy. He understands it so well and unflinchingly understood the defensive posture we must take. And, again, this isn't about having an offense that we say, well, I think that doctor is going to inject me. I'm going to just shoot him now. That's not the point. The point is when you are in imminent danger, the threat is apparent and real, you have an obligation to defend yourself. But somewhere along the line, our country, due to our descendant collectivism, has thought that, well, we can just destroy anything out there what we think is a threat. We may or may not have any credible proof whatsoever, but it's kind of like if you're in the germ theory of viewpoint of life, of biology, and you think, wow, there are microbes lurking in my neighbor's lawn, and I might be doing my morning walk tomorrow, and those microbes will just jump out and attack me like little biological terrorists. So I have the right to napalm that lawn just to defend myself. And, of course, this is the wrong-headed notion of which we have, like, descended away from the concept of rightful defense of liberty into offense based on any whim that could be provable or unprovable.
Well, after I made the quote, I was accused several times of being excessively violent. And I pointed out that I'm not violent at all. In fact, I was trying to prevent violence. I said, you're the one coming at me with a lethal injection. And the response was, well, this is a lethal injection. I said, well, how the heck do I know? I'm supposed to let you inject me, and then after I'm laying on the floor, writhing in pain, then I'm allowed to defend myself?
Yeah, the defender is a strong
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only
$39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZEOKing.com. That's ZEOKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Look out, Big Pharma. There's a new sheriff in town.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you've got it.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Here on Robert Scott Bell Show, my dear friend Michael Van Norick rejoins me, lighting the fires of liberty one heart at a time as he's been doing since the beginning, and we are firing it up today for sure. I was just talking before we had to rush to the break there about your new piece in your email blast that I hope everybody signs up for at constitutionpreservation.org. You talk about the foreclosure of America. I was getting to the bankruptcy concept of, you know, when we abandon the Constitution, when we abandon all rules, and we basically say, whatever we want to do is fine. If it costs money, hey, we can mortgage the future. We can mortgage, we'll just borrow from everybody. China, hey, heck, they'll just enjoy our party. And we're seeing now the foreclosure is on the horizon. We've been predicting it for a while. Let me know, where are things at?
They are very, very bad. There is little chance to restore liberty without a lot of financial pain for just about everybody. And my article, Foreclosure of America, talks about the banks collapsing and the large percentage of population that is facing foreclosure of their home. And I point out that's not the foreclosure I'm talking about. I'm talking about the United States being shut down and owing other countries so much money that they basically evict us. And I point out, while it may be impractical to evict 300 million people from, you know, the North American continent, life in, you know, the United States is going to change. And then, hopefully, I made the connection well enough that people understand that all of these problems, your personal foreclosure, the foreclosure of the United States, are all based on our own forfeiture of American values, that the principal value of independence. Independence means that you take care of yourself. You pay for your own lunch. You make sure that your own house is, you know, without leaks, and you don't require anybody else to do things for you. You know, I suppose the best icon would be the American cowboy out in the middle of the open range. You know, he's got to rope the cattle and do all these things. Anything happened, the cowboy had to handle it himself because literally there was nobody else there to help. You know, you had to be able to do it all, and you had to be able to do it all fairly efficiently.
Right.
And you never relied on anybody. And I think that's a real direct reason why the cowboy genre of movies was so popular when you and I were growing up. It was the appreciation of that ultimate independence. And as a population, we've lost it. We've given all of our responsibility to the government. And I list several of them. We let the government teach our children reading, writing, and arithmetic. We let the government control our retirement. We let the government control our health care, our financial security, our national sovereignty. And the government's doing a really terrible job, not surprising. And then we're going to sit around and complain that the government is not doing our job as well as we would like it to?
Yeah.
I mean, who's at fault? I mean, it is really our fault. And that was the essence of my post yesterday, is to make people realize that they've got to do it themselves.
Mm.
It's up to you to step in and restore the freedom and liberty that you dream about. But it's going to cost you. There is a price.
How would you describe that price in terms of Federal Reserve notes or something more?
Oh, something far, far more. The Patrick Henry's famous speech, you know, give me liberty or give me death. I mean, he's not inventing something. He's merely observing that there are three possible conditions in life. You can live free. You can fight and possibly die for your freedom. Or you can give up and live as a slave. Well, as far as Patrick Henry and you and I are concerned, slavery is not an option, which only leaves liberty or death.
Mm.
That's his famous speech. Well, I ask you now, is the government allowing you to live in liberty? Do you have your freedom right now? And if you think the answer is no, then there really is only one answer left. I mean, this is not a real difficult logic problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we must fight, and here's the catch, possibly die for our freedom.
When we talk about Sun Tzu, the art of war, I mean, this goes back to ancient principles. Looking at the enemy of freedom, the enemy of liberty, obviously you try to make the most efficient means by which you can restore that liberty with the least amount of bloodshed, so to speak, if it is at all possible. Although when we go back to the Founding Fathers and understand what they were up against in declaring their independence from the crown, this is a very real issue. However, we're talking about the bankruptcy, if you will, of the federal government, the behemoth that has become basically a global government with bases around the world, trying to nation build around the world, and basically keeping people not free here in this country. I talk in terms of health and healing because I think people understand that readily, that if they were to cure cancer or doctor to cure cancer without chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, they'll find you in 24 hours. I often said if they were really serious about finding Osama bin Laden, all they needed to do was tell the FDA that he claims to cure cancer with a natural herb. They would have found him in 24 hours. Done. It would have been over. But that wasn't the way it worked out. Now, in this case, if we talk about bankruptcy, could not the positive thing be that the federal government stops working in this way and it has to go back to the smalldom that it was designed to be?
Absolutely. You know, you and I have been repeating this message every year since 2004, and that's just when you and I teamed up. The question that I have, Robert, is when are our fellow Americans going to wake up? When are they going to realize how bad the problem is? When are they going to get off the sofa, turn off the TV, and join in help? I mean, you and I cannot do this by ourselves, although I must confess there are times when I feel like it's just you and I. It's like, I'm glad to have you back to back with me, but, you know, we are a little bit outnumbered. I think the guys at the Alamo had better odds at some time.
Yes, sometimes I feel like those who love liberty are very lonely indeed based on what we've witnessed in this country. And we're talking about this every year since 2004, always with some level of optimism in our heart. And I don't want to sound pessimistic today as we lead into the nation's, let's say, birthday. We talk about the Declaration of Independence again. But we've got, you know, we've got to cover some techniques and ways that we're going to restore our liberty, what this is going to look like, Michael.
Well, we got to get everybody involved, and there are a lot of good ideas out there, but everybody has to participate.
All right, when we come back from this break, we'll talk about some levels of participation and do a lot more healing for this country and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. RobertScottBell.com is the website. Independence Day is our theme. Michael Badnarik is my guest. You are the most important listener in the world. Thank you for being here. Coming right back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, Now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go off the grid for worry-free phone calls now. Yes, worry-free, affordably priced, no-hassle mobile, residential, or business phones can be yours at offthegridphones.com. Our plans start at only $14.99 per month for residential and only $39.99 per month for mobile. And our mobile rates include taxes and surcharges. That's cheaper than the top three providers in North America. What makes us off the grid? We never ask for your Social Security number and never run a credit check or make you sign a contract, something those large phone companies can't offer. Offthegridphones.com offer some of the lowest, most affordably priced plans in the industry. And popular low-priced mobile phones are available too. So make the switch today to offthegridphones.com for mobile, residential, or business phones. Get your off-the-grid phone by calling 800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553 or go to offthegridphones.com. Affordable, private, all this and more at offthegridphones.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
On the Robert Scott Bell Show, very special edition as Independence Day occurs. That is July 4th every year, and that'll be tomorrow. But we're kicking it in early with my dear friend Michael Badnarik. And we've talked about his sign-off over the years when he's had his own radio show and the many times he's been on here. I've talked about him being bad to the bone as well, in a good way. And he's talked about lighting the fires of liberty 100 at a time. And he's in his recent piece through constitutionpreservation.org, The Foreclosure of America, which I want everybody to read, and I have linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.com, he says, "Now, when I die, liberty is no longer my problem." And that's a big transition. Is it hearkened from, an intense reality check and wake-up call? People really need to pay attention now, don't they?
Yes, they really do need to pay attention. I was always trying to be positive, lighting the fires of liberty, kind of an optimistic, looking forward. We can do this. We work together. And my personal attitude has changed. I'm questioning where all of the, faithful Americans are. And I'm doing everything that I possibly can. And, I'm trying to point out the obvious that when I die, liberty is no longer my problem. And I hope that's not overly subtle. It hopefully points out that Liberty is your responsibility. If you don't stand up and fight for liberty, then it's possible that you may not have it.
Well, exactly. And if we talk about selfishness, people may be living selfishly for today and not connecting to tomorrow. Those that have children like I do are very concerned. You know, it's like that selfless act of a parent that says, you know, we want our kids to have a good life. We can't do everything for them. We're not going to pretend to be nanny state once they're adults, but we certainly care for them and guide them while they're at, you know, at those certain ages before they become adults. And at this point, the question is, will they be the ones on the front lines of fighting to restore liberty, never having had it truly and fully? Of course, yes, you could get in your car and move about the cabin a bit, but there are so many restrictions on many things that you can do. And then people say, well, you're just nitpicking. It's like, again, that just annoys me. It's like, you know, you're either free or you're a slave. There's subtleties in language, true. But if I'm not free, again, in the health realm in which I operate for so much of my life, to care for people that want help without having to ask permission of government, which I refuse to do, then I'm not free, and that's not acceptable.
You talk about raising your children. You can't be there, you know, forever. And as a parent, not only do you teach your children how to make the bed, how to, you know, make a peanut butter sandwich and do individual little chores, but most importantly, you try to teach them the principles involved in survival and in happiness, to teach them to be good people, to teach them to be, you know, kind to their brothers and sisters, and to have all these principles. So because if they understand the principles, then they will apply them to all of the unique circumstances they find themselves in the future. And that's where Americans have failed. We have failed to grasp the principles, the ideas of liberty. We just light the firecrackers, go to the parade, you know, fire up the charcoal grill for the picnic, and we assume that that annual celebration is enough to maintain our liberty. And it's not. The celebration, you know, is one day out of the 364 where we should be working diligently to protect these ideas and principles, and we're not. So I would say that we really don't deserve the celebration. Mm. We need to focus on the responsibilities that we have.
Yeah, you may be drinking some beer this weekend, but that's a sobering thought. We're going to continue with that after this break. We're going to talk about the things we need to be doing if restoration of freedom is possible in this country. I certainly hope it is, but we'll talk with Michael Bednarik more on the Robert Scott Bell Show about that after this.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Enser for HardcoreChristianity.com.
the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I realize that people on the July 4th holiday weekend, as we say, Independence Day weekend, would really just love to celebrate and pretend nothing's wrong, but this is not what we do here. We take sobering looks from time to time at health and disease issues to give you the principles, if you will. I can't give you healing, but certainly we can provide the principles. You can say, hey, does this work? Let me test it out. And right now we're dealing with the abandonment of principle and what that results in. And, of course, the bankruptcy of the country, of America, if you will, of the United States corporate de facto. But what does that mean for the de jure government? Is there a way to restore it? Or does China foreclose on us? And if so, what does that mean, Michael?
Well, the whole thing is an ideological process. It really doesn't matter as much what is true. What matters mostly is what most people think is true. The world is round. But prior to Christopher Columbus, most people didn't believe that. Most people believed that the world was flat. And the consequence is that they never went out into the ocean, you know, further than they can see land. So, you know, once you understand that the world is round, then you can venture and explore. So, it is true that private property is important. Each of us owns our own body. That is true. But what is more important, really, is what the people around us believe. If the people around us are cannibals and they believe that, you know, they have the right to throw us in the pot and have us for dinner, if we are outnumbered by cannibals, there's really not a lot we can do about it. If we are surrounded by socialists and collectivists who believe that our wealth is for their use, then we may be, you know, logically correct, but they may overpower us and take everything we have. And that's the result of what we're seeing right now.
The programming of the people away from liberty has been very successful. We've talked as well in years past, Michael, here, you know, Independence Day celebration, Declaration of Independence, that in fact, in the United States, there has been enacted pretty much all of the planks of the Communist Manifesto. Does that still hold or only holds even more true?
Oh, it only holds even more true. The United States is clearly a communist country. Most people will be shocked to hear me say that. But if you don't know what communism is in principle or ideal, then, I mean, you wouldn't recognize it if I showed it to you. You know, just because Russia had a red flag or because their soldiers march funny You know, that doesn't make them bad. What makes them bad is a belief that there is no private property, that everything is owned by the government. And, you know, if you subscribe to that idea, if you subscribe to the idea that, you know, it's the government's job to make decisions for you, then you're going to end up pretty much with what we've got.
Yeah, the ownership by government of our body, for instance, you know, the idea that we have to ask permission to heal by means unapproved by government. I remember so many years ago when you came to my home with a swollen arm and we talked about what was going on in that case. And had I waited to ask for permission because it was like something the doctors did to you, and it's like, I don't have a license to tell you what I'm about to tell you, Michael, but do we just let you die? I don't think so. But, you know, realize a lot of people would go, well, no, I can't do that. I'm afraid the government might come and get me because I didn't ask for permission to tell somebody how to heal.
I had a friend take my Constitution class many years ago, and he goes, Michael, you're my hero. I want to be free like you. I want to do all the things, you know. What form do I fill out in order to be free? And, I mean, I didn't know how to answer the question. There is no freedom form.
Was he serious? What form
do
I
fill out?
Oh, my gosh.
He was serious. And the only way that I could teach him that valuable lesson is that, I honest to goodness, I sat down at my computer, I typed up a phony freedom form, printed a copy, and put it in my pocket.
Okay.
And knowing my friend, he was always asking me about it. It was only about 3 or 4 days before he asked me, what form do I fill out? And I went through this whole process. I had him sign the form, and I witnessed it for him. And then I crumpled up, threw it over my shoulder, and went, congratulations, now you are free. And sometimes it just requires a visual like that to make people understand.
Yes. Well, symbolism and going through motions, acting as if, basically creative principles. I mean, these are all the principles of an independent sovereign spirit, and that's what we'd like to see restored here. That's why we're doing this together, talking about some very serious, I'd almost call them medical issues, but, you know, the issues of sovereignty and the health of the nation around July 4th and the Independence Day celebration. We're bringing them up, and we've got more to do. One more segment with Michael Bednarik after we come back from this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Here's Robert.
Independence Day holiday weekend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Health of the nation is at stake here. And you know, we talk about health and healing from all levels. And if we can't do at least one day a year devoted to recovery, if it is at all possible, of the country, of my birth, of Michael Badnarik's birth, one that we really do enjoy and love and respect, but one we recognize is no longer what it once was. Get to the reasons why that is and perhaps some solutions, some, you know, how do we get back to liberty? That's where we are, Michael, and we've got a lot more to do. In fact, we've got so much more to do. I'm going to let everybody know that we're going to hold Michael Badnarik over for my Monday show on Advanced Medicine Monday, and we're going to continue this discussion. So if we can't get to it all today, you're going to have to plug into my Natural News Radio show as well to get it all. So, Michael, thanks for being with me today once again.
My pleasure, Robert. Love you. Happy Independence Day.
That's right. Happy. We're gonna bring happiness in, and we're going to mock it up if we have to, because that is the way it happens. Fake it till you make it. But you can't fake liberty, and that's the thing here that we want to restore. And we talked about the foreclosure, you know, in your article on your blog, the foreclosure on America. I mean, is it really that with all the money that we supposedly owe to China? I mean, you and I may dispute that the sovereign American actually owes anything to China, but the de facto, the Federal Reserve, all of these artificial creations of the state do have some obligation, do they not? Is a bankruptcy enough to stave off the takeover, or does China come in and roll in with tanks? Hey, we own it all now.
Well, that will be up to us to decide. The question is whether that those loans were legitimate in the first place, and I think the fraud. There is so much fraud involved with the Federal Reserve and just economics worldwide. We have Greece up in riots. We've got Spain and England, all these other countries that are struggling even more financially stressed than the United States. I mean, as bad as it is here, you can be thankful you don't live in other countries. All of this stuff is coming to a head, and people are going to realize that a Ponzi scheme is a Ponzi scheme. Doesn't matter how big it is, it eventually has got to fail.
Well, we're in the throes of that failure, no doubt. And even, you know, when we talk about the so-called debt that is owed that could, you know, sink the ship, everybody's arguing about it. Republicans, Democrats up there blaming each other. They've all been guilty of spending without any conscience. And at this point, the artificial debt that it is eventually dissolves into thin air. And then what people are left with is, I guess that's the scary part, because people have been operating in this artificial economy, artificial construct, and suddenly the wool is pulled from their eyes and they see reality. You know, the ships that they didn't know existed because they were natives, never saw a ship, I mean, suddenly are there. What do they do with that information? Do they drop dead of a heart attack? And I think many people will.
Yeah, it's a realistic possibility. It's a sad, sick feeling in your stomach when you realize that, you know, the thing that you worried about most is actually happening right there in front of your eyes.
Well, talk about helping other people. The only way we can do so is if we have the ability to take care of ourselves. And when the federal government can no longer, quote unquote, take care of the people, then we're in a heap of trouble because so many, as you said, we started today, have become dependent on government. And remember, it wasn't a declaration of dependence, it was independence, even though we would acknowledge that, yes, we care for one another, we're to some degree dependent upon one another, but not forced by the barrel of a gun. Because we choose to work with others, we choose to help others or be helped by others. But the issue of force versus volunteerism, that's another big issue.
That's the individualist versus collectivist dichotomy, and that's the only true dichotomy.
Well, when we talk about the healing of the country, it has to be coming from bubbling up from within, having that passion, that love of liberty so much, and oftentimes it takes being put underwater to realize how much you value oxygen. And I think that's what we're going through right now as a country.
That's a good analogy. I like that.
Well, Michael, I'm ever the eternal optimist because I had to overcome so much in my young life. All the ailments, diseases, and, you know, basically being treated by doctors with drugs and getting worse, that I was miserable with the lack of health that I had. And that's what motivated me to find health and healing and ways to do it. And if it takes cancer to get the patient to wake up and realize they have to live differently, it takes what it takes.
Yeah, that's good. You know, some people learn a lesson very easily. Other people have to struggle a little bit more. You know, if the American people require complete economic and political shutdown, well, okay, at least you did learn the lesson.
Well, that is important in the end. It's whatever it takes to help us learn that lesson. And we have the freedom to learn it or not learn it. And as Michael, as you said, you know, when you're gone, liberty is no longer your problem. And that means it's time to wake up. Everybody else has got to behave as adults. It can't be just Michael Badnarik doing it.
One of the things that my mother taught me was to learn to feed myself. I must have been 8 years old, and I asked her for a peanut butter sandwich. And she just pointed to the kitchen. So what's the matter? Is your arm broke? And, you know, she required me to go into the kitchen and make my own sandwich. Well, I have no doubt that when I was finished, there was peanut butter and jelly all over the counter. The bread, you know, was out. The kitchen was probably a mess. It would have been easier at the moment for my mother to make the peanut butter sandwich for me. But if she had continued making my lunch, when she dies, I wouldn't know how to feed myself.
Exactly. And with that, we're going to have to sign off until tomorrow. Michael Badnarik will be back. I'll be back after the news break with Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, and we're going to continue our Independence Day theme on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here again, Michael. Thank you all for being here on this special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'm here to remind you, after the news, I'll be right back. But in the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
News, I'm Patrick Foss. A Southern Baptist Convention leader says the group's policy arm supports a version of the so-called DREAM Act.
We support a clean DREAM Act, a provision for young people who did not break the law themselves. They were brought here as minors by their parents or others to earn their way to...
Robert Scott Bell Show.